This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. 18th juz begins with Surah Al-Mu'minun, and in the beginning Allah talks about the sifat and the qualities of the believers that will get them Jannatul Firdaus. So if they have devotion in prayer, if they stay away from futile talk, if they purify their inner selves, if they purify that which is between their legs, between their thighs, and if they are very watchful over the contracts that they make or the oaths that they take, and they guard their prayers, these are the things that are going to make people go to Jannatul Firdaus. Now, the surah then moves on to the birth of every human being and how our formation has taken place in our wombs, the wombs of our mothers. And then Allah says, the same way the whole of the heavens and the earth, Allah has formed all of that. And when He has done that, what He's doing is that He is giving us certain rizq from that for us to sustain ourselves on this earth. And He has said, you've got many manafi and many different things that will benefit you in this world. This is ayah number 21, ayah number 22. And then He starts off with the people where this da'wah, when it comes to them, they think that these foods and benefits that Allah has given from the skies, those of them that have got plenty of that are the ones that are closer to God or closer to reality. And those of them who are deprived of that are those who are not. So Allah gives the example of Nuh alayhi salam. When he tried to give da'wah to his people, they said, you know, what are you? What kind of man are you? You just eat like us. You're the same as us. Have you got anything better than us that you can show greatness over us? And Allah says, well, when they die, then that's when you'll find out who, you know, what the consequences of people are. Not right now when people are seeing the risk on the earth. The risk on the earth, or Allah's provisions on the earth, is no way of measuring people and saying, well, one is here, one is there. Then Allah talks about each time when He brings different nation after nation, and He says, look, whatever you do on this earth, be like the messengers and eat what is pure and do action. Because if you eat things that are halal and pure from your earnings, you will be able to do good deeds. This is in ayah number 51. And He says that eventually, if by eating or being with in the right way, people will have those who will have the right type of fear of Allah, those who will have the right type of belief, this is ayah 57, 58, 59. Those of them who will have trembling hearts, because all of that is an effect. When you eat well from the halal and pure foods, then Allah will give you all these qualities inside you. They are the ones who will continue to run towards the goodness that He has created for us. But these people, they will come, you know, the people who are denying this truth, they will come with numerous things, like us Muslims is telling us right now. Like, for example, either because of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they will bring accusations. Or either because of the Quran itself, they will bring accusations. And these accusations are going to be futile, because what we need to look at is, we need to ask these questions. We ask the questions, who is the one who is in control of the earth, if you really know? Ayah number 84, who actually controls this whole thing? Or who actually has, who is the Lord of the seven heavens and the earth? This is ayah number 86. Or who is the one that has all power and He does not need anyone to protect Him, but He protects everyone? Ayah number 88. When these questions were asked to the polytheists, they knew truly inside themselves that it was only Allah Azza wa Jal. And the true you know, power lies with Him. So Allah says that, look, if I wanted to, I could have sent the punishment onto these people. These people that are denying the message, I could have done that. And surely on the Day of Judgment, they will regret and they will make excuses that why didn't Allah give them another chance and so on. But Allah tells us that, look, you stick to who you are and be servants of mine who believe and get my forgiveness and get my rahmah and my mercy. This is all in ayah number 109, and around there you will find that. Because on the Day of Judgment, the very people who mocked us will be the people who will be looking up to us on that day. And they will wonder, how did we get our position on that day? Anyway, the next surah is surah Nur. And surah Nur is a surah that tells us about social conduct. So it begins with the adulterers and the adulteresses who have actually fornicated and what their punishment is. And it also has about 10 verses thereafter, from about ayah number 11 onwards. in the favor of Aisha radiallahu anha to show that she was no way a woman that did something evil with her body, selling her body and so on. There's no way. She was a very good, chaste woman. This was Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the munafiqs, they made accusations about her. Now, why Allah mentioned that is because one of the ways that people become lewd and they become people that are, you know, that are obscene, is that they start to spread these bad rumors from, you know, about other people. And Allah tells us not to do that. And He says to us very carefully to keep control of our tongues, because we might think something that is light for us, but these rumors might be very heavy in the sight of Allah. Look at ayah number 15, 16, you'll see that. Then Allah talks about our social conduct. So He says that when we come to someone's house, that we're supposed to knock on the door and wait to see if somebody opens up. And only then we enter if there's a good reason to enter, ayah number 27 and so on. And if we see someone of the opposite gender, we're supposed to keep our eyes down, ayah 30, ayah 31, He tells it to the males and then to the females. Why? Again, it's going to stop us from having this, you know, bad sort of conduct or behavior. And He talks about those people. There are certain people who, because of certain poverties, they kind of rush, you know, or force themselves into prostitution. And that is mentioned in ayah number 33. And He says, well, that is not something which you can come to on the Day of Judgment, the excuses and so on. And all of that then boils down to the fact that the nur of the heart and the light of the heart and the fact that the masjid itself is a place of purity. Pure men and pure people are those who actually keep the masjid alive. And what's pure about them is their heart. So purity is there once you don't have all of these wrong social conduct, wrong way of looking at people and so on. He mentioned that in ayah number 35 onwards, you'll see beautiful ayats about the masjid, about the people of the masjid, about their hearts and about purity. And he then moves on to tell us about different parts of the people from amongst the Muslims who are munafiqeen, who are hypocrites, who've got inside them a willingness to disobey Allah and disobey Allah's Messenger. And this is a marad, it's a disease, and we Muslims are being told by Allah not to follow their way. You look at ayah number 47 onwards, you'll find the whole thing that they mention. And then you'll see that Allah says, قُلْ أَطِيُوا اللَّهُ وَأَطِيُوا الرَّسُولُ. As true believers, when Allah and His Messenger have told us to do something, we obey. So all these rules Allah's told us about social conduct, about how we behave with one another, how we be in our conduct, we're supposed to accept that as Allah has told us to do so. Then He tells us within our own households, if there are young children and if there are those who are coming in and out, they should not be able to see us doing the very private things that we do with our wives. This is in ayah number 58. Right to the extent of who we sit and eat with, and we are able to have like the mahram and non-mahram relationship, those people that you can get married to or not get married to, and who you can actually sit with in a private session, all that is mentioned in ayah number 61. And the surah finishes off with the fact that real companionship is to be with those people who are pure. And the purest are, obviously it's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then you've got the Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in. But the munafiqs are those who try and slip out and not be part of the of this gathering. This is all mentioned in ayah number 62, 63. So even in our society today, to be with the masjid, to be with the, you know, with the good people and so on, to be in the companionship is a way of purifying our hearts. And to slip away from that, not be with these people, and to be with the other people who have got a lack of their faith, Muslims who are not practicing their faith, is a way of giving our faith away. So then we come to the end of this juz where Surah Furqan begins. Now Surah Furqan begins straight away, and a lot of it is to do with the Qur'an. And the fact that these people are denying the Qur'an, and they accuse Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of learning from another man and getting some, you know, some kind of inscription or some kind of inspiration from this person, and, you know, writing this down. This is in ayah number 5 and so on. And Allah says that, you know, Allah says that this is, or ayah number 4, and Allah says that this is not the actual case. If this was the case, and they throw certain things on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say that, why are you not a rich man? Why didn't you have loads of money? Why didn't you have a big garden? we would have believed in you. And these futile excuses. And Allah says, well, the actual fact is that these people should actually focus on the afterlife and what is about to happen. Because if you think about the logic, either what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying is going to be false or it's going to be true. If it's false, then they've got nothing to worry about. Even if they follow it, there's nothing to worry about. But if it's true what he's saying, then there's some serious consequences for them to think about. And he gives us a scenario on the Day of Judgment when these people will come together and they will start to deny the very things that they upheld in this world. And Allah says, well, these excuses that you're making, that he is not of, you know, he's not an angel or something, is absolutely futile. Why? Because many messengers have come in the past and they've eaten, they've gone to the marketplaces, they've walked with people and so on. So that's, you know, these arguments are nothing to stand in front of that. And this surah will be more to do with the Quran, those who uphold the belief of the Quran, and that's the end of the 18th juz. الحاملات سنا ونور والرسمات هنا سرور يا حلوى تلك السنين.